As much as I know the U.S. Open, of course, with Jon Rahm getting the victory, was getting the attention.
I was so pleased to see that, to see him win after how he was pulled off after the round three a couple of weeks ago with a COVID test. And to have him come back yesterday and pull that out, that was just great.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people would agree with this sentiment, yeah.
I told Charlie I saw a stat that said Jon Rahm is the first U.S. Open favorite to win the U.S. Open. He was a favorite, according to Vegas. Since Tiger Woods in 2008.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, that's a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, quite often, you know what happened to those favorites in any sport.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
They call it a favorite, they don't call it a guarantee.
Yeah. But no, he played. He was the one who didn't, lose his cool. It seemed like everybody
he
else
held
was
it together. Yeah, he did some great putts at the tail end there.
Oh yeah,
and Oosthuizen just lost it. You know, he really, but he came back to within one.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
he got a birdie. He was hoping for a off the green eagle. It didn't happen.
No, didn't happen.
Like it happened the day before. He got an eagle the day before to put him in the lead.
But it was kind of cool because there was one point, I want to say around 3:30 or something like that, where you had, like, I don't know, seven players or something like that, all within a shot or two. It was kind of cool there for a little while. But then, Rory McIlroy, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, everybody just started fading away.
Bryson's game just fell apart. He got an eight on one hole.
Ooh.
It was just brutal.
Yeah. Having an eight.
That usually takes
snowman.
Usually takes you out of the tournament pretty quickly. Especially on the final round.
And the final and on the back nine too.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Never a good place for at any tournament, but the back nine of the final round.
But Jon Rahm, first Spaniard to win. And mm-hmm. he's also, I think he went to Arizona. I think he got his degree at Arizona.
Really? Yeah. And he and Phil Mickelson. Phil stayed there with Jon Rahm's wife at the tail end to see how it was going to come out.
Yep.
And then he congratulated him, fellow alum. Congratulated Jon Rahm afterward.
Yeah. Yeah. Forgot about Mickelson's ties to Arizona. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that was going on. There was women were playing in Grand Rapids.
Yes, they were.
Mm-hmm.
And Nelly Korda was the winner. I mentioned that because in a couple of weeks, if I'm not mistaken, Nelly and sister Jessica are going to be a team at the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational.
Oh.
Well, won't that be great? That's going to be a great, great tournament.
So it won't be long before we're back in Michigan. I'm assuming Jessica maybe played the same tournament, but didn't appear on the leaderboard.
Okay.
I didn't know this. I was just looking a couple of things up. Nellie is the younger sister, mm-hmm. and says she's dating a current hockey player, some guy named Andreas Athanasiou.
Oh, wow. Former Red Wing.
Former Red Wing, exactly right. How about that? So wonder if he'll make an appearance in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, he might.
And,
or in Midland.
Midland.
Maybe he will.
To root around. I don't know. Mm. But just,
that's a unique format in Midland where they have the team and, it's different where they come together. And they enjoy that different format.
Yeah, it gives them a different chance to play in a tournament and
alternate shots
and have a chance to pair up. Suddenly the golfers who are usually competitors, or at least two of them, are teamed together.
Yep.
So that'll begin in just a couple of weeks. 747 WSGW. One other thing, just before we get to our spring home makeover winner, by the way, we do have a winner we want to announce. Did I hear you say earlier, if it was in the news here, I was busy taking care of a little bit of business, the Tittabawassee, I'm sorry, the 675.
Yeah, that supposedly begins today. Yeah. Originally, they said it was going to happen Friday. In fact, they still have electronic signs up along the highway saying it was going to happen Friday. But now it is supposedly happening this morning that they are going to be closing down southbound I-75 at Tittabawassee all the way down to the State Street exit,
and that's,
Davenport.
Did I hear you saying until August?
August 6th is when they're supposed to have it done. So we're about 6 weeks that people are going to be using local streets or whatever. They're suggesting, apparently, they're going to be opening northbound 675 here, which had been closed. And when southbound shuts down, they'll be opening northbound, and the detour they're suggesting is you go north on 675 to 75, go south on 75 to northbound 675 at the south end, and then come back to the north. If you want to go somewhere, if you don't know the local streets.
Fortunately, I know.
We know the local streets.
And, I was making a note of having to find the different way home for I was thinking it was going to be like a week or two. I wasn't expecting it to be
6 weeks.
It's much lengthier than the northbound shutdown.
And my bet is when they get down to the southbound, they'll be shutting down the northbound and doing that section from downtown to Tittabawassee.
Probably. Right. In the meantime, of course, if you're traveling I-75 in the area, you still have that giant construction project going on as well.
Right, yeah. And if you take the Dixie, you'll encounter a construction project. And there are many of them around. There's some in Bay County, north of Bay City.
Yeah. Once all the barrels are removed, though, how nice it is.